Well, welcome to worship, everyone. We're so glad you're here this morning. We had a wonderful week this past week doing Mad Camp, and these are the children who went to Mad Camp. You're hearing what they learned there, and we learned to praise the Lord, make a joyful noise. So we're so excited that you're here to praise God with us together. We want you to enter in with your heart, soul, mind, and strength to give your all to glorify God this morning. So welcome to all of you. We're so glad you're here. We want you to enjoy every minute of this time.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs.
I have divided my message this morning into three equal parts to make it easier for young ears to take in. But that's the beginning of the Psalm 100. Psalms were songs that the Hebrews used to sing in worship. And what Vanessa just read is, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Now, the Hebrew word is to break out in joyful sound is the word patsach. Patsach. P-A-T-S-A-C-H. You want to say that with me? Patsach. Good. Say it again, a little louder, with more enthusiasm. Patsach. Good. And this word indicates deep passion and a feeling of love for God, because when we praise God, it can't be a superficial performance, right? It has to come from our heart. Our true praise of God has to come from here. Our longing, our joy that longing is fulfilled from the depths of our being. A teacher musician once said that to play a wrong note is excusable, but to play without passion is inexcusable. When we come to church and praise God, do pasach, it means that we make a joyful noise with all that we are. We are told to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind. That pretty much encompasses all of who we are, right? Not just part of us, all of us is called to love. Now, I suppose we could do that silently in good Presbyterian fashion, you know, just in our hearts and quiet reverence. You know, there's a place for that. And again, it's a Presbyterian way of doing things. We stay pretty much in control. But let's think about that some more, because usually when people get inspired and excited, notice they become a little animated. Sometimes they make sounds with their voices. They may shout something like, hooray, or wow, or start singing or shouting with joy. And I wanted to show you a video of people winning the lottery, but I didn't have time. But I'm sure you've seen them, right? Clutching the winning ticket and screaming, weeping, laughing, singing. You know, nobody gets a lottery ticket, looks at it. Unless it's only for a dollar or something, you know. Looks at it and says, oh, that's nice. Great. Right? There's emotion. There's a sense of joy, and it's expressed. There's an emotional response. And the scripture says that where God is concerned, you go for it. Don't hold back when you come to worship. God in Christ is our eternal lottery ticket. He's paid the price and given us all the benefits. And beyond a lottery ticket, the God of all creation is our divine eternal parent and closest friend, pursuing us, calling our name, aware of every detail of our life with a plan and a purpose for everyone. I learned a secret 2 years ago. The truth is that when our praise of God comes from our heart, many wonderful things start to happen. Scripture tells us that God inhabits the praises of his people. That means he lives in our praise. That's his home. So you will notice that as we patsach, praise God from the heart, things begin to happen. Doors begin to open. As we patsach, a right perspective begins to emerge. The Holy Spirit starts to move and our hearts are changed. When we patsach together in community, our hearts are filled with joy and pray. And as we praise the God of our salvation, folks, anything is possible. So as we move forward into this service, let's patsach together. Let's make a joyful noise with our whole being.
Dear Lord, we thank you for all the children who came to Mad Camp this week and returned today to sing for your glory. We praise you for everything you've created. We're thankful for the gifts that you've given to each of us. Some of us can sing and make beautiful music and act on stage, while others are gifted in visual art. Thank you for your guidance and strength for all Mad Camp directors, teachers, counselors, and assistants to be here every day and lead the children. You've given us purpose and passion for this creative endeavor. We praise you for being our Lord and Savior and for giving us this day to live. We praise you for the summer season and for families to vacation and spend time together. We see all around us the vastness of your creation and also the small ways that you remind us of your presence throughout the day. Forgive us, O Lord, for the times that we've shut out your presence. We ask that you would help us to slow down, stop, and notice you more. Give us a calm, peaceful, loving spirit and open our hearts and minds so that we can see you more clearly and reflect on what you've accomplished for us in Jesus. Make us whole in your presence. We pray for healing for those who are struggling with health concerns. We ask you to lift up those who are in difficult circumstances, who have to move and adjust to a new environment. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for the Eldridge family, especially Linda. And we pray for the family of Jim Walker, especially Joanne. Comfort and guide them. Remind them of your power and authority over every situation. Teach all of us to give our burdens to you and trust you in every moment of our day. So as summer vacation is winding down and schools are preparing to start, we pray for all the children, parents, and teachers meeting together to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We pray to be what you created us for. Your plan is greater than anything we can imagine, but we know you are faithful, loving, and generous. We pray the prayer that you taught us, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen."
Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
This scripture that Vanessa just read continues us into the middle part of Psalm 100. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. If any of you know me, you know that I have a lot of ideas. Some are good ideas, some are not so good ideas, but I'm somebody that comes up with ideas. I'm an idea person. Now, I had an idea a few years ago, and some of you who attend here regularly may remember this idea. I was going to do a talk on Psalm 23. That's the psalm that says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." That's probably familiar to many of you. And my plan was to have Tim, My husband, Tim, stand up. I mean, he's a big guy there. You didn't know I was doing that. There he is. All right, that's Tim. Yay, Tim. My plan was to have that guy back there stand up here and hold a little lamb. A little lamb. Nice little white fuzzy lamb. While I talked about the psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." I thought that would be a great idea because people nowadays, they don't know too much about sheep. They don't know too much about shepherding. So I was in here getting ready for the service when someone came up to me and said, "The lamb has arrived." "Where is it?" I asked. "In the playground," the person said, "and they can't catch it." Now, I was confused. How can you not catch a little lamb? I went to the playground, and folks, I was absolutely shocked. The service was starting in 10 minutes. The lamb had arrived, and it was huge. He was running around the playground, frantic, eyes wide, looking like an overgrown goat. Not exactly what I thought I had ordered from the farm. They apologized later and said I had asked for a young sheep, so it was an adolescent. Whatever. Clearly I didn't understand sheep. So finally, right before I was going to get up here to speak, a bunch of people in their church clothes tackled it and brought it here, and Tim was able to scoop him up, because that's why I had him stand up, so you could imagine he's a big guy. Scoop him up, and he came in through the side door over here, and he held it with great difficulty, long legs dangling down, while I talked about the psalm. And of course, nobody was listening to a word I said. They're all looking at this gigantic lamb eat a button off Tim's shirt, which he actually did. So I share that story with you because we don't understand sheep. I sure didn't. The way the Hebrews did back in the ancient world. But back then it would be like talking about Apple computers. Shepherding was a huge industry and a way to make a living. And it provided huge commodities for the community. So the statement in Psalm 100, "We are his people and the sheep of his pasture," is extremely tender and comforting. Maybe you've heard Jesus referred to as the Good Shepherd. The author of this psalm, we think, was David, who was a shepherd himself. But in this psalm, he says he's like a sheep. And same thing in Psalm 23, "And God is the true shepherd." And I don't know if you realize it, but shepherding is a tough job. A shepherd is continually watching over his flock. Sheep all look the same to me. I see them in a field. They all look the same. Stacy, can you come up here? Alyssa, Sophia, just come up here just one second. I just want to show you something here. I've known these girls for many years. They come here regularly. And you didn't know I was going to do this. I'm sorry, but she did. So there you go. So if they were dressed exactly the same, I would have a hard time telling them apart. Even though I've known you a really long time, and your mom said it'd be okay if I said that. Is it okay? Yeah, yeah. But I asked your mom if she had a hard time. You can talk in here if you want. Telling you girls apart, and she said no. And what is it? Do they look the same to you, Stacy?
They look different. They definitely look different. When I look at their face, I can tell the difference in their eyes and their smile and their face. And other people just look at them and have trouble, but. But I say, well, look at this. Oh, okay, yeah, now I get it.
Do you think that's because she's your mom and she knows you really well? Okay, good. Let's give them a hand. Thank you, guys. So the same thing with God and the flock of sheep that look the same all to us, and yet each sheep is individually known by the shepherd. And, you know, he takes care of the sheep, just like Stacy, the mom, takes care of Alyssa and Sophia. And the shepherd must groom them. He has to shear them. He has to make sure there's no mites, no icky bugs in their thick fur there, you know? He's got to bring them by still waters so that they don't fall in and drown, because with that heavy wool, they could drown. He has to even prepare a field before they go and graze there, because if there's holes, you know, the sheep could step in and twist their ankle. And then sheep just go off all different directions. So if they wander away, the shepherd has to go a long ways to rescue them. That's why he's got that crook. When you think of a shepherd, sometimes you think of a crook, because he's got to turn that upside down and reach down into ravines where those sheep fall and pull them up and rescue them and bring them home. So shepherding is hard work, but the shepherd loves the sheep. And this psalm says, God loves you. God loves you. And, you know, he knows you individually because he cares for you. He is your parent, and he knows you so well that he has a special plan for your life. And, you know, we can wander, we can do a lot of things, but God knows our name. God knows how many hairs are on our head, the Bible says, and he cares for us. You belong to God. You are his sheep, and he's got his eye on you. So the psalmist is saying, what are you worried about? Praise God for that. Make a joyful noise to the one who is worthy to be praised for his great care and pursuit and rescuing presence for you today. Be grateful to him. Patsak. Why? Because we are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
So this is the last part of Psalm 100. We're at the end. This says a very simple statement. It says God is good. God, the Lord, is good. That's why we're supposed to praise him. And that's something that I get and do when I feel good. When I feel grateful or I'm in a good mood, I like to lift my hands and say, God, you are so good. I praise you. I love you. But when I'm in a bad mood, I don't do that so well. I forget that God is good even when I'm not good. Even when I'm in a bad mood, even when things don't go right, God is still good. And I can praise him no matter what, because God never changes. And even though in this world there's a lot of things we struggle with, there's a lot of trials and temptations that come our way, we can always rely on the goodness of God. Because that never changes, we can always praise. We can always thank him with our whole heart, with our whole soul, with our whole mind and strength. We can make a joyful noise. And you know what true faith is? True faith is trusting in the goodness of God despite our circumstances, and continuing to praise God in the midst of whatever is going on. Because when we do that, we say, I believe more in your goodness and your faithfulness and your steadfast love than I do in these circumstances. And when we do that, and as I said at the beginning, doors begin to open, the Holy Spirit moves, and we can see God at work. So in your own lives today, and in the weeks and months that follow, I encourage you to look up in the midst of whatever's going on in your life and make a joyful noise to the Lord, because God is good all the time. Amen. Okay, so again, thank you so much for worshiping with us. Children, please don't leave, because Ms. Diaz has a special treat for you in this basket that you need to get before you leave. And it looks wonderful, and I wish, do I get one?
No,
I'm sorry. Ms. Brenda, all right, just for the children. So don't leave before your treat. Go in the peace of the Lord and be encouraged and spread the seeds of his blessing to all. Amen.